Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on routes 11 and 15 Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show, superlative co-host. The man with a resume is back, Mayor of Shamokin Dam, Pennsylvania Bar Association Judicial Review Committee person, CSVT Task Force Chair, Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame member. He's a veteran, former Pennsylvania Emergency Communications Committee. Now he's in charge of global tsunamis. He's on the executive...
Oh, yeah, I switched earthquakes.
Oh, jeez. I got to write this down. He's on the executive board of the state
I'm
mayors.
I'm thinking of doing volcano eruptions next.
Hmm. Well, they're pretty common. Are you sure? Earthquakes, I think. What's more common?
Probably volcano eruptions.
Volcanoes or earthquakes?
No, I don't know.
Actually,
is that one still going in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Kilauea or whatever?
I believe so.
Oh, all right.
And
maybe I get to go to Hawaii.
Right. For the convention. The volcanic convention.
Volcano convention. Well, they call that the Ring of Fire.
Oh, boy. You got to love this guy, folks.
Anything for a laugh.
All right. Mr. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer. He proves his fabulousness every day I am here, but I tell you what, he really shines when I'm not here, and I don't get to visit tomorrow or Friday, so I won't be here. But Mrs. Peggy Chamberlain-Roop is going to be here tomorrow morning in my stead. Joe will be in the catbird seat, so he'll be doing our good producing of the show from in this room. But Rob Center will shine even brighter than ever before because he does the archiving then for us, so we appreciate that. And he always does the sunrise archiving, and so we are always happy about that, too. So he'll be shining especially
bright. You just are
bright.
Happy about so much this morning. I can tell you're just bubbling over with enthusiasm.
Well, I have tomorrow and Friday off.
That's why you're in such a good mood.
Right. It's my lovely bride's birthday, so we get to spend some quality time together. So
you always take off 2 days for your wife's birthday?
Well, one day to get the gifts and one day to distribute
them. Right, okay.
1-800-795-9565. Not just random digits, folks. It's the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. It is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy at Mifflinburg, and the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. Our Hometown Pharmacies offer personalized service on a first-name basis. You'll see good folks like Terry and others at the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. Tyler out at Trutz Pharmacy on Walnut Street in Mifflinburg. Steve at the Norrie Pharmacy on Duke Street, Route 147, Northumberland. Fully accessible despite the fact that there is construction in that vicinity. Jennifer's at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street in Bloomsburg. And Brad's at the Lewisburg Pharmacy on 2nd Street in Lewisburg. They want you to buy local. Every dollar spent locally gets locally spent 10 times over. You can support many people in your local community by supporting your local hometown pharmacies. They, in turn, support local charities, sports teams, fire companies, churches, and fundraising. You might even find one of those fundraising chocolate bars in there. You just never know. And guess what? They offer fantastic service to you at your hometown pharmacies. They are sponsoring our toll-free line, which is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236 or...
Right. 7236er?
That's right. 70236er.
So, what do you think? The story this morning from CNN is that President Donald Trump said yesterday that he does not want his current or former aides to testify before various democratically controlled congressional committees in their attempts to oversee his administration. Oversee or torpedo? I think that would be a good question.
Yeah,
Trump
oversee.
Argued in
Who
an interview.
That? Who said oversee? Oh, Fox would say
no,
that.
No, CNN said that.
Oh, okay, I got you.
I think Fox would use the word torpedo. Trump argued in an interview with the Washington Post that having his current or former aides talk to Democrats in Congress is unnecessary after the release of special counsel Robert Mueller's report. He said there is no reason to go any further, and especially in Congress where it's very partisan, obviously very partisan. Trump's comments articulate the White House's strategy of fighting back against House Democrats as they press for a flurry of information. This week has already seen the White House potentially seeking to prevent former White House counsel Don McGahn from testifying before Congress under subpoena, as well as instructing a security official not to comply with another subpoena from the House Democrats. The president points out that during the Mueller investigation, and he's right, he gave them everything they asked for. He didn't claim presidential or executive privilege once. He allowed every one of these people who were requested by Bob Mueller to testify.
He didn't fight
subpoenas? No, he didn't. He didn't testify. I mean, they were still trying to negotiate his own appearance before the Mueller investigation. And he would have been a fool to go there, to be honest with you. No one in their right mind would go there if they were the subject or a target of it. I mean, it's fifth. There's just no reason to. But in any event, he's now saying he doesn't want these other aides. He's saying, and I think he's correct, that the Mueller report was supposed to be the be-all and end-all. Now, the Congress has subpoenaed it. They're probably going to get it. They've already gotten most of it.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it worth our while to keep digging this stuff out? I mean, are the Democrats ever going to let up and just say, okay, we don't like this guy. We're going to focus on beating him at the ballot box in 2 years. In the meantime, let's see if we can do some good for the country. Let's get some things accomplished. Or are they going to sit down in the mud and say, we don't like what this guy did. We think there's plenty here to impeach him. We think we need more investigations. We need to do this. We need to do that. I mean, I think it's come time to put the country first and stop playing all these games. And if you don't think Donald Trump should be president, then work like the Dickens to defeat him in the next election.
Well, every one of the investigations that's underway has a legitimate source of curiosity as to whether a crime was committed. None of them are just random,
his tax
blatant
returns?
Politics.
His tax returns?
Well, tax returns are in support of another investigation.
But no, they're not. If the IRS, IRS is auditing him, if they find something wrong, they will take action.
No, no, it doesn't have anything to do with that. It's whether it supports, I believe it's the payoff to Stormy Daniels or the Playboy Bunny, whether he's accurately depicting these as business expenses or something else, although you could just
but
ask the IRS.
But the IRS would investigate that. If they found something fishy about his return, something that he claimed as a deduction, you know, don't you think they'd investigate on their own?
I think we'd have to take each of the investigations. I think some might be just partisan politics picking on the president. Others are have legitimate. But you have to go through each one. You can't just say, the investigations. Do you agree with the investigations? Because I think they were all launched with legitimate, at least a thread of legitimacy. And maybe it'll be found that nothing is wrong there. This, if there ever was a new Teflon Don, it's this one. Yeah, look what the Mueller report did.
Well,
so
Elijah Cummings, Representative Cummings wants all of his financial records for the last 10 years or something like that. What legitimate purpose do they have? If you think the president has violated the law,
you have to ask him.
But that would be before he was president. In other words, if he committed a crime before he was president, don't you think they should have investigated that before he was president, afterwards?
You can find patterns of influence that existed prior to then. So what you would see is that every year Russia gave him $956 million, and then as he ran for president, they had to stop doing so because it would look like he was taking money for no reason, but they did promise that they'd influence the election. That might, that threadbare pieces of that evidence might
be
there.
But typically you look for evidence of a crime, and then you investigate it. You don't go fishing to see if someone committed a crime.
Oh, yeah, fishing's illegal, so we'll see. They should be able to fight their way out of fishing expedition. 1-800-795-9565. We'd love your view on this. Joe's ready to let the president off scot-free on the crimes he's committed. But I say, where appropriate, investigate. What's your opinion? We got one call waiting and another one coming in. 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Cindy, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, gentlemen. First, I just want to say about this report.
Wait. What kind of a day is it outside?
Oh, it is gorgeous.
Thank
it
you.
Gorgeous.
Okay.
And I'm going to go outside and play as soon as I'm done with this call.
You have to keep that going because it's my only contact to the outside world.
Yeah. Oh, it's gorgeous out there. It's a day to dig up bushes and move them, which is just what I plan to do. But anyway, first I want to say about this report, it's amazing to me that reasonable people can read the same document and come up with diametrically opposed opinions about what it says. That just amazes me.
Try reading the Bible.
Well, that's true, too. That's true, too. But what I wanted to say was this. I get that some of my fellow countrymen feel passionately that if you run for office, you should have to reveal your tax returns, which, of course, at this point in law, are safeguarded by privacy. You can't. The IRS cannot release people's tax returns, as I understand. So, my question then is, why have not those of passion worked to pass a law to force anyone running for office to release their tax returns for whatever number of years they think is appropriate? But they haven't. They're just caterwauling about this person and his tax returns. If you believe this is the difference between political grandstanding and really making a change, if you really believe it's a problem, then you work to pass a law that forces everyone in the future to release their tax returns. But they're not doing that, mostly because I suspect they don't want their tax returns released outside of their discretion.
Would that be constitutional? And the reason I ask that is because the Constitution sets forth the requirements to run for office.
Yes, it does.
So could you add more requirements short of a constitutional amendment? Can you do that with just a regular law?
Well, I
guess so, Joe, because they do it to me all the time.
Yeah, counties already do it.
Okay.
I mean, there are so many situations imposed on me that are, not in the Constitution. Among them, all of the rules under the Unaffordable Health Insurance Act. That's just one example. But they're perennially doing this. So why don't they just do it to each other instead of attacking the rest of us? Why don't they go for each other and pass this law? And I suspect it's because they don't want to be put in that position themselves. That really, this is another example of obfuscation. They're just trying to make noise and carry on. Now, one side of me says, keep it up, guys. Just go for it. Because the good news is that while they're squandering our money and on the time and how much we pay them, they're not doing anything to us. They're accomplishing little else.
Well, that's the beauty of the salamander law they just passed,
That's in Harrisburg.
Hellbender,
right, Eastern Hellbender.
No, but it's the same principle, right?
Yes,
yeah, I realize
is.
It's a
yes,
different
it
group.
Just putting on a show, naming post offices. That's what Congress is famous for, naming post offices and roads and that kind of a thing. And I suppose if that's how they want to spend their time, it's the least most objectionable way, other than the fact that they're wasting our money by the fistful. It's just sinful. I think Congress costs us almost $1 billion a year for the tomfoolery between their salaries, their benefits, their travel on our expense overseas and around the country, even though they're not actually in their district, plus the staff that they take with them. I'll never forget the current speaker taking an armful of people in an airplane over to meet the Pope. What does that have to do with being the Speaker of the House of Representatives? Nothing, but we paid for that trip and the staying in Rome and the nice accommodations they enjoyed so she can meet the Pope.
That was a fact-finding tour, Cindy, a fact-finding tour. That's what they would say.
You can't say
it. It was a squandering. But honestly, if that's how they're going to spend their time, if they're not directing it in ridiculous rules for me, like how many times a day we can flush our toilet will be next, then fine.
Well, I always remember
what best that they waste their time doing that. It's not like we have real problems in this country. We don't have real issues that people need addressed. So they want to just waste their time carrying on like this. At least they're not doing anything to us, And that's a terrible attitude. That's like saying, thank God the bully is going after Joe because at least he's not bullying me. That's pretty much the attitude I'm projecting.
Well, I always remember what Will Rogers said, that the American people feel about Congress in session the same way they feel when the baby gets hold of a hammer.
Nothing good can come of it, right?
Well, it's unfortunately in their yearning to do something, they do an amazing number of stupid things. And I really wish, frankly, if I had my wish, they would have a year of repeal, and they would do nothing but repeal stupid things that are either still on the books from ages ago or turned out to be not such a great idea. You know, that student loan thing, for example, was tucked into the Unaffordable Health Insurance Act. Most people don't know that. Congress, the United States government, by Congress's order, now runs the student loan program. Those kids aren't being loaned money by banks. They're being loaned money by us. And it's from that position that Senator Warren says, well, let's just let that go. Let's just forgive them. What is it, Joe? Hundreds of billions of dollars of debt.
$360 billion, as I recall.
Right. I'm willing to entertain such a thing for undergraduate students under specific circumstances where they actually earned their degree and had good grades and didn't squander this money on other states. I'm not interested in entertaining it for people who went and became attorneys or became physicians high-paying things with their post-college education. For graduate students, I'm not willing to do that. If you've achieved the point of earning a master's degree or a PhD and you can't manage your money, well, then shame on you. That is not... That problem should not be visited on people who are milking cows for a living, lawns, or folding T-shirts in a clothes store. That's not their problem. Shame on you for being so poor at managing your money.
Okay.
Well, didn't the I have to let you go, Cindy? But thank you so much for calling in. Mm-hmm. Wasn't one of the president's promises that for every law imposed, two laws would be repealed?
Something like that. Not. I don't think laws, regulations.
Regulation. You're right. That's what it was. He's accomplished some of that.
He has rolled back a lot of things.
Yeah, I don't think that we may have hit the 2-for-1 mark. Tom, I hate to do this to you, but you got to stand by still further. I got to stay on schedule. We'll be right back.
Get outside and clean up the yard.
Yes, dear.
Springtime means cleanup time, even at Sunbury Motors Ford. Sunbury Motors Spring Inventory Cleanup has begun. Once a year, SMC takes their entire new Ford inventory and prices them at levels not seen before. SMC is where you want to be to choose from 44 2019 Ford Escapes. This just in, Ford Motor Company and Sunbury Motors have increased the discounts on 2019 Ford Escapes. They're slashed to the lowest price ever offered to the general public. Now at an amazing $18,985. SMC is where you want to be for 2019 Ford F-150s, starting at just $25,899. And SMC has 66 in stock. SMC is where you want to be if you want a brand new 2018 Ford Focus for $14,905. Hurry into Sunbury Motors Ford in the Northwest Street Auto Plaza.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Mark Lawrence here. Tom has been super duper patient. Tom, express your irritation and then go ahead.
Well, I will express my irritation. Cindy was on about 6 minutes while I was waiting.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
And you said it was 3 minutes, but, well, she's a pet and she always gets it this way.
Well, you get six minutes, too.
That's just the way it is.
No, I broke the rule because it was so closely on topic and fascinating to me, but you're right, it was a violation of our stated policy, and so subsequently to balance, you get 6 minutes of open mic to talk about how great the president is.
Well, 6 minutes, but... They have to release their taxes. Matter of fact, the state of Illinois has already passed a law that says you must turn in your taxes or you can't run for office.
Oh, it's
president.
more states than that.
It's
quite a few states.
Any office
in Illinois?
Any office? Town council?
No, the president.
Oh, okay.
The president right now cannot run for office in Illinois.
No, that can't
Unless
be true.
Unless he releases his taxes.
Can't be true. Because
it
President,
is true. It is true. Oh,
President
is
Trump
true.
Was on the ballot in Illinois. He'll be on the ballot again in Illinois, and he isn't releasing his tax returns.
No, he won't.
Yes,
they
he will.
He passed the law. He has to
That's
unconstitutional.
If they did, it's unconstitutional.
Well, it was passed by the state. It's a state. The state has states' rights.
Well, only until they run against the federal government's rights.
Maybe it hasn't been. Maybe they just passed
anyway,
it.
Anyway, I wanted to straighten Dan out. I know Dan's listening, so Dan needs to listen and open his ears up.
Okay. Well,
Trump's promise. He said Trump keeps all his promises. Well, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Trump promised that he would build a wall a great big beautiful wall, and Mexico would pay for it. That was his biggest promise. Number one, he broke it. There's never going to be a wall built. And he can't blame that on the Republicans and the Democrats because they're not Mexicans and they're not going to pay for it, and I'm not going to pay for it. He said he was going to repeal and replace Obamacare and replace it with insurance that was cheaper, better, and everybody was going to be covered. He has nothing.
Well, maybe he just hasn't done it yet.
And his latest thing was, his latest thing is, if you're dumb enough to believe this, I'm going to tell you what my health care plan is after the election. Did you hear about that?
No. Where did he say that?
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what he's saying now. He's going to tell you what his health care plan is after the election.
We also won a Jamaican
lottery.
That's
a broken promise. He said he was going to... He said he was going to fix all these trade things, these trade deals. He hasn't fixed any. He's messed everything up. The trade deficit right now is higher than it's ever been.
Well, that may be true, but he's definitely taken steps to help trade. Look at the tariffs. Now, I don't agree with the tariffs.
We have a higher trade deficit than we have ever had right now.
Yeah, well.
And he said he was going to... This thing with NAFTA is not passed by the House because there's a lot of things in this NAFTA things that he wants to change that are worse than what we have. It's not approved at all.
Okay.
He said he was going to lower the national debt.
Oops.
We didn't lower the national debt.
No, it's doubled and redoubled.
He gave tax cuts, and this Dan says he gave a tax cut. He promised a tax cut. And he gave a tax cut. Well, no, he didn't. Because the tax cut was supposed to be for the middle class. He gave it to the rich. 83% of the tax cut went to the rich. That's not keeping his promise. That's, like I said, that is doing the exact opposite of what he said he was going to do.
Yeah, but big segments, percentage-wise, of the middle class got lower federal taxes because of it. I understand
they didn't get squat.
I understand how the revenue has changed. In other words, since rich people pay so many more taxes, that it works out to 86%. But wide swaths, and I don't know the percentage anymore. One number I had heard a while back was like 60% of the middle class. These are people that are $40,000 and up to, I think, $150,000, they got lower federal taxes from this. So,
did you see more money in your check?
Oh, yeah, I'm middle class. Yeah, okay. I'm in that slot. So
the president rests his case.
Yeah, I paid, I think, like $1,000 in less in taxes. I'm right in the middle of that. So anyway, Tom, please continue. Just doing finding a fact.
If you make $75,000 a year, you're going to get about $20 a week. That's what it amounts to.
Well,
I know guys
bucks.
That used to work where I used to work. They're still working. They're younger than I am. They're making about $20 an hour. They got $22 in their paycheck, and they get paid every 2 weeks. So that's $11 a week. Now, if you take taxes out of that, you take all your state, federal, and all this other Medicare, Medicaid, income, unemployment. They're lucky if they get $7 a week.
Tom, the taxes were taken out of it. That's why they got the extra money.
Yeah, but the extra money that they got is still taxed.
It was taxed before they got it. It was taxed before they got it.
It's still going to be taxed.
It was taxed before they got it, Tom. It was taxed before they got it. That what they got was the $22 extra is already the result of what the tax was.
$22 is on their gross, not on their take-home.
Well, we're talking
take-home. $22 is on their gross. It's $11 a week. When you take taxes and everything out of it, you get about $7 a week, is $1 a day, which is nothing.
Okay, well, you got the $22.
When they gave the Koch brothers... They give the Koch brothers billions of dollars of tax cuts.
Tom, when you get the $22, the $22 that you say is gross, but it's only gross, it's only there because the taxes were lowered. That's the only reason that extra $22 is there.
It's nothing. They're going to get about $7 a week take home. Big deal. When they gave all the other people billions of dollars, Trump got Trump probably got millions of dollars in savings.
Yeah, but it's just disproportionate.
And he said the tax cuts weren't even going to affect him. He said, these tax cuts are not for me. Well, that's a lie.
Okay.
He said he was going to pass a modern-day Glass-Steagall. Have you ever heard anything of a modern-day Glass-Steagall? I haven't heard anything.
Well, let me go back.
The only thing he's actually kept is he did put two conservatives on the Supreme Court.
He's rolled back a lot of regulations. He's rolled back a lot of regulations, which he claimed he would do. He started constructing.
But that's good if you want air pollution. If you want air pollution,
but
you're talking,
hey, Tom, you're
pollution,
the one that said he didn't keep promises. You're the one that said he didn't keep promises. I'm telling you, he did. Whether you like the promises,
it's not a good promise.
Those are not even big promises.
Well, they're promises.
And that was done. You know, that's not a big promise. Building a wall and having people cheering and chanting that Mexico's going to pay for it. And Dan was probably standing in front of his TV, jumping up and down and cheering with him. Mexico's going to pay for it.
Didn't he say Mexico would pay for it eventually?
One way or the other,
no,
he said.
No, he did not say that. He said Mexico would pay for it.
Incidentally, Tom, there are two United States Supreme Court cases that states cannot alter ballot qualifications described in the Constitution. So Illinois' law is unconstitutional.
All right, Tom's on hold. We're going to chit-chat with him in greater detail in 8 short minutes from right now.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show. Across from me, superlative co-host, Mr. Joe McGranahan. Tomorrow I'm not going to be here, but he will have Peggy Chamberlain Roop as our more free-thinking component on the show. And on Friday, it'll be Ben Reichle and Todd Roop on our show. So we're going to have two conservatives on Friday, but it'll be incumbent upon Tom and all the smart people out there to call in and tell them the truth about what's going on in the world. So that's a quick schedule check. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. If you're not a Text Connect member, text us at 70236, including the message, the word WKOK, and then a space, and then your message. The easiest thing to do would be to just sign up for Text Connect, and we'll send your smartphone or pager a quickie message whenever there's breaking national or local news. Another big loan will lead to some savings for Northumberland County by switching how they'll pay for the ongoing issues in the 911 radio communication system. During a special public meeting Tuesday, the county commissioners unanimously approved a $3 million loan, 3.4% interest, $25,000 in eventual savings if they lease, or check that, if they buy instead of leasing the equipment.
Being that we're actually saving money, it was a win-win to get rid of the dead spots that are in the county as far as our 911 system. It should be finished in the next month or two. The new towers that we had to add that were taken away, hopefully at that time the communications is much improved.
The loan will be paid out of the debt service millage. The vote was unanimous. A new Pennsylvania law is in effect ending the practice of suspending driver's licenses for individuals convicted of certain non-highway safety violations, including drug offenses. And for example, you could be stopped for, or you could be arrested for having marijuana, even though you weren't anywhere near your vehicle, and one of your punishments would be suspending your driver's license. Governor Tom Wolf signed the legislation in October, and it took effect Monday. In a statement, Wolf says the change removes a roadblock for someone who needs a valid driver's license to find a job, especially where public transportation isn't readily available. Wolf's administration says the law means the state state will no longer automatically suspend some 20,000 licenses annually. The new law applies to carrying a false ID or some offenses committed by children, including the purchase of tobacco products. A lawsuit filed on behalf of a Muslim U.S. Army reservist asked to leave the Muslim Army reservist was asked to leave a private gun range in eastern Oklahoma. That lawsuit has been dropped. Both sides declare victory in the case. Court records show both sides agreed to the dismissal order yesterday in federal court in Muskegee. The lawsuit was filed in 2016 on behalf of a Muslim man from Tulsa against the owners of the Save Yourself gun range in the town of Oktaha, Oklahoma. The owners had posted a sign on the business declaring the gun range a Muslim-free establishment. The ACLU says they agreed to dismiss the suit after the store owners agreed to remove the sign. An attorney for the store owner maintains the sign is political free speech and should be permitted, and that Muslims weren't actually banned. They were just simply extremely unwelcome to visit that particular business.
Put a sign up, Muslim free zone. Oh, no, they're more than welcome. Here we just put the sign up because it's free speech.
Right. It's not,
it's disingenuous, not, to say the least.
And we have one other news story. This is from Yahoo.com, I think. I forget where I get these sometimes. The Ancestry.com ad began with a couple, a young black woman and a young white man, clad in mid-19th century clothing, running through what looks like an alley. The couple stops and the man holds up a ring. It's a marriage proposal. Abigail, the man says, we can escape. Will you leave with me? The young woman gets out only a fraction of one word. Before the point of the ad becomes clear, Ancestry.com claims to have the world's largest consumer DNA database, saying stories like Abigail's will be lost to history if people didn't trace their roots using its service. He wants her to go to the north. He says they can go to a place where they can get married. And he is apparently either a slave owner or somebody involved in society in the 19th century, and she is depicted as a slave, and their consensual romantic relationship is based on mutual love and understanding and equality, and he wants to take her up north. Well, people flipped out when they heard this.
Why?
Well, they think it's romanticizing slavery because 99.9% of the women who enjoyed intimate contact with a white male during slave times were raped.
Okay.
So they weren't in love and ready to go north. So this is one tiny...
Well, they were property, so people were exercising their property rights, which is disgusting and terrible by today's standards.
Right, and that's what the vast majority...
Actually, it was disgusting and deplorable by standards then, too, in much of the
country.
Well,
but it was somehow grandfathered in.
But so what's the harm of this story? I don't see how it's romanticizing slavery. Maybe I'm thick.
Well,
I hate to admit
that.
All
right, let's take a break now.
Okay.
So we have a major pivot point in the show.
Seriously, how is it romanticizing slavery? Explain that to me.
Well, that's the claim. I think just because it makes it look, it takes what is, you know, obviously power's in his hands and not at all in hers.
Well, he didn't drag her away. He gave her a ring and asked her to marry him. We don't know what her answer was because after the word I, the story becomes a little unclear. I accept. I refuse.
There's a couple more sentences where she's speechless as he's trying to get her to go up north where they can get married.
So he stops in the middle of running
together.
I mean, the commercial sounds stupid to me. They're running through an alley, and they're apparently being chased, it sounds like, and he stops to propose with a ring in his hand.
I'm just reporting the news. I like the ad. I saw the video version of it. We can watch it during a break.
I haven't seen it, but it doesn't strike me as romanticizing slavery.
It's very romantic. But I guess the fact is that it's so far from an accurate message about what slavery was about.
So why do we care about that? We're tearing down monuments to the Confederacy. We want to get rid of Robert E. Lee.
So why be realistic with history?
Right. Why be realistic at all? Let's just get rid of it.
Well, I think if you're African American or you're concerned about minorities or you just want to hold true to what slavery really was, I think you cannot let such a strange depiction. And the funny thing is there may be a real story that this is based on. They just sort of didn't run it past people with common sensibilities. You know, a lot of young people work in these ad agencies and video companies and stuff and Ancestry.com.
Who have no idea about history.
Right. They don't get it. So they don't have, you know, broad sense. And they probably don't have too many. I'm speculating, and this is Lawrence's pure speculation. I'm speculating they don't have too many people of color on staff that are in a deciding position. They may have some that are.
Well, we had an Underground Railroad. Are you familiar with that?
Of course, yeah.
Getting slaves
right
out of
here.
Getting slaves out of the South, getting them to the North. Is it possible that two of them, this is a white guy?
Yes. This story could be 100% true. As to, you know, they traced
could
it
be.
Back, or, you know, one or the other of the individuals in the story or somebody else who knew them kept a diary.
But it would have still been frowned upon even in the North in that day and at that time.
Right, yeah. A bisexual relationship, or not bisexual,
biracial
relationship.
Well, bisexual wouldn't have flown back then either.
No, a biracial relationship would have been frowned upon, sure. Yeah, their life wasn't going to get exponentially
better,
easier.
Right.
She would be free, but he would still be dating a black woman, so potentially marrying a black woman, so that would not be ideal. So anyway.
Not then. Today it doesn't matter.
The bottom line is the story may be accurate. You know, there may be some case, and probably were quite a few, where black men fell in love with white women and wanted to give them a significantly better. Oops, I said that backwards.
Reverse that, yes.
All right. Well, the other thing I said might be true, too. So,
that's
but
possible.
In any event, so this story could be true. Ancestry.com caved. They folded like a cheap suit.
Well, everybody does. In this world of political correctness, the minute someone says, oh, that's not politically correct, well, let's tear it up, throw it out, and throw it in the garbage.
Well,
I think the ad just sounds stupid to me. Quite frankly, it sounds stupid. Absurd. You don't run through an alley and stop to propose marriage if you're being chased by somebody.
Yeah, this story says the ad was intended to represent a love story between two people who were not able to marry in the United States in the late 1800s and wanted to migrate to Canada, which had no blatant laws banning interracial marriages. But ads, like anything else created by human beings, involve choices. Choices have meaning. Quote, what's really going on here, said Diana Ramey Berry, a historian and professor at the University of Texas, Austin, who wrote the books Enslaved Women in America and The Price for, and another book, The Price for Their Pound of Flesh, is that the people behind these ads want to feel comfortable and find a happy place. They think this is who I would be. I would be a white man helping this black woman. Here's a positive story about slavery. It's the Green Book of ads. It really is.
Okay.
Oh, the Green Book. That's the Oscar-winning book or movie, right?
Well, you know, people have the right to make bad commercials.
Right. And
I've seen quite a few of them, and I've seen some commercials on television where I have to look at it and say, what in God's name are they selling here?
Right. You're allowed to make a bad commercial. Plus, this particular commercial actually doesn't offend. It just so severely understates the real dynamic.
Well, I think it's an unfair depiction of a terrible institution. You know, so from that standpoint.
But it isn't about the institution, it's about
the young couple who want to go to Canada. It doesn't make it, we can go north. They should say, we can go to Canada.
Right, and it's really about him saying, you know, I'm not necessarily interested in what you have to say. I just want to take you north.
To Canada.
Right, so she's in a position of no power.
Well, no, she is in a position of power because he's asking her to go. He's not telling her to go.
It's a question.
He's asking her to marry him and run north to Canada.
Yeah. It's like if...
That's exactly what's going on there, Mark.
It's like when you were boss here and Roger Haddon Sr. would call and say, Joe, would you like to change the hourly IDs that we do at the top of the hour? What's the right answer?
Well, with Roger, he would say to me, do what you think best.
Okay. Well, some bosses give you orders in the form of a question. So.
Well, he wasn't one of them.
Okay. But, all right. We're going to talk one more second about this Ancestry.com ad, then we'll get going. We'll take a quick break. We got emails pending about President Trump. Some people believe what the president said. Cindy, you get 1 minute, or Tom's going to have a meltdown.
I'm going to be as quick as I can. Thomas Jefferson, Thaddeus Stevens.
Yep.
Thaddeus Stevens was one of the greatest proponents of the abolition of slavery. In fact, we have a school here in Pennsylvania named after him, and well, we should. And you know, his lover was a black woman.
Yep,
they
she
showed
sure
that
was.
In the Abraham Lincoln movie. And then there's Thomas Jefferson, one of the founding fathers, earlier credited on this show. And he had a long-standing sexual relationship with one of his slaves. In fact, he had children with her. So I think that the
but
fact
Sally
that
Hemings,
there might be white men who were happily living with people of other colors is entirely possible. In fact, supported by history.
Thomas Jefferson's slave, Sally Hemings, didn't really have a choice.
There, that is an argument that can be made. That's true.
Right, yeah, it doesn't fit the ancestry romantic.
He said, however, Thaddeus Stevens...
that's a different case.
His wife, not a wife, because I don't think they were married,
no,
but his woman
allowed.
Certainly was.
All right, we got you. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. All right, 1-800-795-9565. So concludes our promised topic, the Ancestry.com ad that created a bit of a stir, but it was considered a completely and unanimously successful ad because many, many radio venues like ours talked about it where they never would about any other ad on the radio.
So they've got free publicity.
Right. So in the end, it really worked. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. We are talking about our president. Why don't we read one of these before the break?
Okay. One of our writers says, good morning. In the Mueller report, it is stated, number one, conduct involving Michael Flynn. That's because this is all in caps.
He's just telling you that.
Okay, number two, efforts to remove Mueller. Three, ordered aides to lie. Trump tried to have Mueller removed. Four, efforts to curtail the Russia probe. Efforts to
have sessions,
take control of the probe. Oh, have sessions, okay. That should answer any obstruction question. Substantial evidence, five incidents. Thanks, Bob.
Well, does the Mueller report say that we're not indicting the president on obstruction because he's the president?
It says they don't reach a conclusion. They didn't decide one way or the other whether there was obstruction of justice.
So Robert Mueller may think this is blatant and obvious criminal obstruction, but since he's in office, we're not taking this to its conclusion, which is indicting him.
I think if that was his feeling, he could have said that.
I see. Okay.
He could have said, you know, while we believe the president is indictable for these offenses, we question whether or not we have the legal authority to do so under this or that provision. But they didn't say that. They say we don't find that he committed obstruction of justice and we cannot exonerate him either.
Right.
In effect, they said it's no call. It's like the referee picked up the flag in a football game and said no call.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about our president and broken promises. Our president has broken a few promises and kept a few promises. Would you say he's kept more promises than he's broken?
I think so.
Right, and I think the broken promises...
You may not like the promises that he's kept.
Well, yeah, that's a whole other topic. Well, like on trade, tariffs are arguable. You know, I can bring Professor Rosu in here, and he'll tell you that the tariffs are helpful, and I can bring some of the good union dogs that I know in here that'll tell you that they're not.
But
they're
some of the union people supported the tariffs on Chinese goods,
right,
because it led to more American jobs.
All right, so we're talking about broken promises or not with our president. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line.
Hometown, such a warm and friendly word, a place of comfort, confidence, and friendship. And as the song goes, everybody knows your name. In today's culture of fast food service and big box mentality, it's nice to know that we can still rely on the warm and friendly comfort of Hometown Pharmacy. There's one near you. Friendly, knowledgeable staff that not only know you by name, but know your meds and know what's best for you, right down to the over-the-counter meds for those quick day-in, day-out situations that may arise. Your Hometown Pharmacy. That hometown feel that we all want. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. In Mifflinburg, it's Trutz Pharmacy on Chestnut Street. Bloomsburg, it's the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street. And the Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Your hometown is calling you. Your independent hometown pharmacy. Every season, every day.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We have requested calls and emails related to our good president, and we have received them. Chris, you're on the mark. Thank you so much for checking in today.
All right. First of all, well, I'd like to know about Trump's taxes. First of all, is he under audit?
He says he is.
Yes, he says he is, and there is a, if he is, he gets a letter from the IRS telling him he's under audit. He's never shown that letter.
I think his argument is that almost everybody at that level of income is under audit.
Yeah, well, you believe that too, I guess.
I don't know one way or the other. I don't have that much income.
Nobody does. I don't think it's true, but so, you know.
I can't refute it. I mean, I can only offer an opinion.
Right. Okay, and I can't either. So there we go. Now then, Mueller's investigation was narrowly scoped. It was about interference in the election and possible cooperation by people.
And yet the referrals that he put out there
and
were
when
for
he
other
found
things.
Other things, he did referrals.
Right.
There are 12 current cases going on, of which we only know which two of them are.
And none of them relate to collusion with the Russians.
Well, we can assume they don't relate to collusion to the Russians, but we don't know what they might be. So that's certainly of interest to Congress in some ways, once they become known. Now, the executive privilege, apparently Trump really screwed up because he took his own advice instead of his lawyers on executive privilege. He apparently thought that McKagan, is that his name? Hagan. How do you pronounce his name? McKagan?
Who, the attorney?
The counselor to the White House.
McGahn. It's McGahn.
McGahn, that's it. They thought McGahn was counsel to the White House, and Trump thought that meant he was counsel to him, and that their conversations would be private, and he couldn't relate any of them to Mueller. And that's what his lawyers told him not to, that he should claim executive privilege there, and he didn't. Well, his job is attorney to the White House, to the presidency, not to the president. There's a difference there. And therefore, he could tell any conversations he had with Trump to Mueller. Now, once that has been done and it becomes public in a report, that means he can no longer claim executive privilege on it. I mean, he can, but it won't go. It'll probably be overturned because it won't be settled in his favor, but he can delay by claiming it. But generally, the rule is, it's been confirmed many times, is if you've released executive privilege on an issue or a person on it with an issue,
right. You can't reassert it.
It's now public.
Right, you can't reassert it.
It can be used by anybody. Mm-hmm. Anybody can call them and have them talk about it.
I agree with you on that.
So his executive privilege claim now is very, very weak.
But the thing is, though, Chris, he didn't, for whatever reason, he didn't invoke it. And other presidents
right.
have invoked it. And he's provided all the documents requested by the Mueller team?
Well, Nixon invoked it, but kind of retreated from it eventually.
And, well, he had to retreat from it. He was going to be impeached.
Often that is the case when it becomes connected to criminal activities.
Mm-hmm.
Or possible criminal activities.
Right.
And taxes, one of his promises on this tax thing was, of course, that the tax law he was going to pass would hurt him, and his rich friends wouldn't like it either. Well, that part of the promise just got dropped, which changes the whole thing, if you're talking about broken promises.
Did he keep any promises?
Oh, he's kept promises to strip back
important life-saving regulations.
Rules. He's kept promises to put conservatives on the Supreme Court. He hasn't kept his promise that he's going to have only the best people. He has a bunch of swamp creatures in his administration working working in their own financial interest, usually.
Mm-hmm.
And he also, if you want to, even the Republicans are finally starting to create some resistance to him with his two Federal Reserve appointments, which are just jokes.
Right. Good point. Excellent point. Thank you, Chris.
Why do you say they're jokes, out of curiosity?
Well, because they don't even know what the Federal Reserve does.
Yeah. Well, that's not a Republican license.
And one's the pizza man.
That's not necessarily a license. Maxine Waters didn't even know the banks weren't making student loans and that the government had taken it over, and she's chairman of that committee.
You keep saying that.
That's the truth.
So you have one thing. It's just like the Republicans keep saying that Romney quote and about Russia. Well, right. That was in 2012, and their interference in elections didn't start till 2014, and they weren't really quite interference then.
I think it started earlier than that. We just weren't aware of it.
Well, it was. It was a very minor, unimportant thing up until then. They didn't get serious about it until 2016.
Until we got serious about interfering in other countries' elections, huh?
No, we've always interfered in other countries'
right.
elections.
Very
Don't
good.
Give me that stuff.
I agree with you.
That's nothing new.
I agree with you completely.
It's wrong!
But that's not against American law.
Well, it might be against the law in the countries
and,
where
you
we
know,
did it.
He really should have. And he was warned about Russian interference. He never reported any. They all lied about the Russian contacts.
Mueller didn't find that, Chris.
Trump directed people to lie.
Chris Mueller didn't find that. Didn't find any of that.
Didn't find any of what?
He didn't find that they lied to him. About the Russian interference?
I didn't say they lied to Mueller.
Well, who did they lie to then?
They lied to the people of the United States. They lied to the press.
But they told the truth to Mueller?
On their clearance, security clearance.
So they lied to all those people, but they didn't lie to Mueller? They told him the truth?
The ones who testified, yes.
Well, the ones who testified then lied to the public but didn't lie to Mueller. Is that
they
what you're saying?
They lied to Mueller and they lied on their security report.
But Mueller didn't find that they lied to him. Mueller didn't find that at all. He didn't find anybody lied.
About
collusion with the Russians.
No, he definitely says they lied in public about it. That was...
All right.
He mentions that in the report. And if you watch the news, you saw it every day.
Wrap it up, Chris. 10 seconds.
I don't know where Joe's head's at sometimes.
I can't see much from where it is.
About it? Have you been listening to the news, Joe?
Yes.
Joe's head is in his 401k.
Have you never heard Sessions and all the people involved in the campaign? His campaign manager that he first appointed was dealing with the Russians secretly.
But my point is, if you lie to my point is, if you lie to the FBI, if you lie to Mueller, if you lie in any form where what you say matters, you can be charged and you can be prosecuted and you can be convicted. None of that happened in the Mueller probe. None of that happened in the Mueller probe. That's my point. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate your call.
He said they lied. No, read the report.
He already has.
I have.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, 448 pages. Make me laugh.
I'm on page 389 now.
Yes.
Even as we speak. All right, thank you, Chris. Thanks for calling in. We're going to take another quickie break. We've got emails pending. The subject line of the email is Trump. So we're going to read those emails when we come back. You are listening to News Radio 1070 WDKOK Sunbury, and it is the On the Mark show brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, routes 11 and 15, Homelessworth. Find out more at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to do what I have done, and that's go to sunburymotors.com and build your next Ford Ranger. It's a Raptor Ranger with a 6-foot bed and double cab and a sunroof that goes over the first set of seats and the second set of seats. seats, and the rear window is electric. It's got AC power, not only in the cab, but in the bed of the truck, too. You can put your bicycles down there. It holds skis. You can put a nice cap on there, and I'll tell you what, this is a nice-looking vehicle, and it's my new truck, and you can check it out. Now, I don't actually have this yet because I got vetoed by my lovely bride until next year, but I'll tell you what, you can do what I did. That's build your next Ford, Hyundai, Kia,
what
Lincoln.
Are you, a man or a mouse? You're going to take that from her spouse?
As soon as I find out where she has the check put hidden, I'm going to buy it.
Okay.
All right, so you can build your own Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln to your precise specifications, or you can buy one of their existing brand-new vehicles, or they got hundreds of pre-owned vehicles there. And they got a body shop. They'll pump you up with nitrogen. They got the quick lane. I'll tell you what, you just can't be more full service. If they were any more full service, they'd be sending you to the moon for a joyride and back. And that's what they do with the Sunbury Motor Company, is they take good care of their customers. Call us now if you think the president has kept all of his promises. Call right now, 1-800-795-9565. If you think he's broken most of his promises, call 1-800-795-9565.
Get outside and clean up the yard.
Yes, dear.
Springtime means cleanup time, even at Sunbury Motors Ford. Sunbury Motors Spring Inventory Cleanup has begun. Once a year, SMC takes their entire new Ford inventory and prices them at levels not seen before. SMC is where you want to be to choose from 44 2019 Ford Escapes. This just in, Ford Motor Company and Sunbury Motors have increased the discounts on 2019 Ford Escapes. They're slashed to the lowest price ever offered to the general public. Now at an amazing $18,985. SMC is where you want to be for 2019 Ford F-150s, starting at just $25,899. And SMC has 66 in stock. SMC is where you want to be if you want a brand new 2018 Ford Focus for $14,905. Hurry into Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan, along with Mark Lawrence, 1-800-795-9565. That's our toll-free hotline number, brought to you by the very nice folks at the Hometown Pharmacies. Our entire program brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. We're talking about our beloved president and whether or not he is keeping his promises. But first, we want to talk to you about the good folks at the Hometown Pharmacies. Our toll-free hotline number, 1-800-795-9565, is sponsored by them. They are the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, the Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. Your Hometown Pharmacies offer personalized service on a first-name basis. You'll see Terry, the owner at Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills, Tyler, the owner at Trutz Pharmacy, Walnut Street in Mifflinburg, Steve, the owner at Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Route 147 in Northumberland, head pharmacist Jennifer at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Market Street in Bloomsburg, and Brad, the owner at the Lewisburg Pharmacy, 2nd Street in Lewisburg. Some of the pharmacies offer free delivery or home delivery, but all of them offer courteous, friendly hometown service, the kind you've come to love and expect, and you'll get it every time you visit one of your hometown pharmacies. Welcome back to the program. We have several emails pending. Mark Lawrence is checking a story out as we speak.
Well, I cannot find any verifications of that, so let's not talk about it.
All right, we won't.
It seems to be a rumor that relates to a movie that's opening Friday. But,
or supposed to be opening Friday, that the rumor says won't be opening Friday.
But
has to do with the Avengers.
Okay.
But not to let the cat out of the bag.
There's literally no corroboration on that.
All right. One of our emailers says, good morning. It was stated at the end of the Mueller report, if we had confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president clearly did not commit obstruction of justice, we would so state. But, you know, here's the point, and I think he makes a good point. Our writer makes a good point. But on the other hand, look at it this way. If after 2 years, all the interviews, all of the investigation, they couldn't prove he did. You know, that happens all the time. Police investigate crimes. They can't prove the person did it. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean they're guilty. It doesn't mean they're innocent. It just means there's no evidence. And that, under our system of government, you have to presume they're innocent. if you're being fair, because there wasn't enough professional investigators whose whole career was built around solving this problem, none of them who were beholden to the president or had any obligation to him that I could tell.
Right, and this is, I think you're right in that regard, because you hear the very specific language here, and you hear prosecutors around here doing the same thing after someone is acquitted, which is a rarity that it occurs, but it does happen around here. But after that, they completely change the verbiage to say that so-and-so was charged with the crime, that the jury was not convinced, the jury found them not guilty. The prosecutor will no longer say Mark did that thing, which they would have said every single opportunity up until that time. But then after that, they changed the verbiage because they may feel as though I'm still guilty of said, imaginary infraction here, but they don't have the evidence.
It's like O.J. Somebody referred to O.J. the other day in an email to us. But, there are many people who, despite his acquittal, believe that he is guilty of the crime. You're always welcome to believe it, but under the law, he's innocent.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. Double-clicking on Dan. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning. After all this Mueller investigation, they have not a thing on Trump. All the news correspondents were trying to say, this is the end all. Now we're going to get Trump through the Mueller investigation. And there's nothing there. And I keep saying it, and I know I'm right. Trump's guilty just because he's Trump. No matter what the man does, he's got to be guilty of something. We got to get him out of there. And this is still the resistance movement trying to get Trump out of office. And, the one caller made two good points. And one was there's the deficit is growing terrible, and the national debt's over about 22.25 trillion. Imagine that, dollars, and it's not going down. I know Trump's concerned about it, but it's just going so fast out of hand that the good economy hasn't knocked it down much yet. And I think if the economy keeps growing the way it has, we get good trade deficit, get good trade programs going, I think we will.
Well,
knock
and I heard
down the deficit.
Matt. I'm sorry, Matt sent me a text at the same time. Dan, what one analyst on the morning show said the other day is that the reason the trade deficit is going up is because people have so much more money to spend, and they're buying all this, and they use the CRAP word, which I don't, and I never use, but they bought,
I know
they're buying,
you wouldn't do that,
they're using
Mark.
All this, they're, quote, buying all this electronic.
Don't you believe it, Dan.
CRAP, and that's driving up the trade deficit.
If you spell it, you're using it.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry.
None of us, we all know how to spell it.
Well, I'm just quoting what I heard on the radio. But anyway, go ahead, Dan.
That's part of it, and
probably, yeah.
And the caller was right. When they said build the wall, I was jumping up and down in front of the TV. I'll admit that. But other than that, they can't give Trump the credit he's due. The tax breaks did help the middle class as well as the rich, and that's just the way the ball bounces. But they can't take that away from Trump. And the economy is busting at the seams. Right yesterday, it's within $200 of the high it was last year. It'll probably supersede that in a day or two. But what happened there when they kept increasing the prime lending rate, it was hard on the economy. And Trump went over the head there and talked to the guy that's in charge of that. I can't think of his title, but he did notch it down, and there isn't much inflation right now, and there's jobs all over the country. Right now, I see more job wanted signs or help wanted signs than ever. So Trump's economy is working, and I don't know why that upsets some people on the other side. We should all be glad that we have a great economy putting bread and butter on the people's tables.
Well, yeah,
and
unemployment's been
good
going
for
down.
Everybody, and, you know, we should all be glad. Why can't we agree that there's a lot good happening? Yeah, there's things that promises that haven't been kept yet, but the wall, I think, is going to be kept because he's finally got, he's funding the wall now, not through any help from the opposing party or from the Rhino Republicans, no help from them. But you have to remember, Trump's in there just about like a single-handed guy fighting for the voters that put him in. He's
right.
In there like the lone cowboy with the six-shooter.
Right.
Trying to get something done.
I think you've
there's an analogy I'll carry with me for the rest of the day.
I think you've depicted him adequately. Thank you so much.
I think
much.
You described Ronald Reagan, not Donald Trump.
Yeah, but Reagan was the same way, but Trump is...
Only educated.
Is Reagan on steroids. Yeah, that's what I call Trump.
Yeah,
Reagan
Trump
on
is
steroids that's not afraid to box the media every day of his life.
Trump
realized he has to.
Steroids are illegal if taken without a prescription.
Right, and Trump is Reagan on hallucinogens, that's all. All right, thank you so much, Dan. Really,
he thinks he's wrong.
Right. All right, thank you, Dan. Appreciate that. Stand by, Paul. You got to wait a few moments to ask an unanswerable question. So this will be a good one. I'm sure of it. We'll be right back.
Get outside and clean up the yard.
Yes, dear.
Springtime means cleanup time, even at Sunbury Motors Ford. Sunbury Motors Spring Inventory Cleanup has begun. Once a year, SMC takes their entire new Ford inventory and prices them at levels not seen before. SMC is where you want to be to choose from 44 2019 Ford Escapes. This just in, Ford Motor Company and Sunbury Motors have increased the discounts on 2019 Ford Escapes. They're slashed to the lowest price ever offered to the general public. Now at an amazing $18,985. SMC is where you want to be for 2019 Ford F-150s, starting at just $25,899. And SMC has 66 in stock. SMC is where you want to be if you want a brand new 2018 Ford Focus for $14,905. Hurry into Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza.
Ooh, good music. Eric Clapton. 1-800-795-9565. Mr. Rob Center plays extra fabulous music sometimes. I very much appreciate that. All right, 1-800-795-9565. You got to be a speedy dialer if you would like to offer any indication that the president has broken more promises than he's kept. Of course, now his personal life and his verbiage and his tweeting are a train wreck, but in terms of deliverable actions, I think you could probably say he's delivered on about, 60% of his promises? Horrendous as they may be.
I think he's made an effort to deliver on all of them, but, you know, he hasn't been able to deliver.
No, that's
all
true.
Of them.
Yeah, that's the Mexico one's about the only one that he seems quicker to compromise on.
Well, he is building the wall. I mean, they're ignoring that fact, and he said eventually
half the sentence is Mexico will pay. That was the
right. Mexico will pay for it one way or the other.
That was like what George H.W. Bush's no new taxes. I mean, it
read my lips.
Right. I only broke one promise, but quite frankly, it was pretty much my only promise.
And it killed him.
All right. 1-800-795-9565. Paul, you're on the mark. Thank you for calling in.
Well, I've been listening, and I have come to the conclusion that politicians ought to be in the movies because they make damn good actors.
Well,
I think all of us are actors in one way or another. Some of us choose films, others choose politics.
Hard to argue that point with you, Paul.
Well, I've been listening, and everything that has been discussed so far is one of the things that we did not teach our children in history, and that is why we had a revolution in order to break away from England. It wasn't because of taxation without representation, because we got taxation now that is beyond anything that we could have ever materialized in the 2,000 years that we have been on this planet.
Ah, yes, but we have representation now. We did.